The Quran states that men and women are different from one another, and yet at the same time, they are equal in some aspects. In order to have a balanced, harmonious life together, we need to understand where the differences and the equalities lie. Today, we review the topic of the Quran and gender similarities. Different, yet equal. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for today, the 8th day of this blessed month of Ramadan. You know, when the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was receiving revelation from God, which is what we call the Quran today, some of the companions, most notably the women companions of the Prophet, they were a bit concerned at some of the verses that were coming down because they seemed to always favor the men of the community. Was Islam a misogynistic religion? Was it giving men extra rights and taking them away from the women 14 centuries ago? Well, some of the women of Medina felt that this was the situation. And so they came to the Prophet of Islam and they complained to him in a respectable manner, obviously. Now, even today, we see that people accuse Islam of being very male-biased, male-centric, that the world revolves around the male and that the women are nothing and have no voice in the community or the society. And some may even feel that God has shut them out from the abilities that He has given to the men. Now, obviously, the topic itself is vast, and in the time that we have, we don't have the ability to go to the depth of it. But what we would like to say this session for today is that, yes, at the same time that we are different from one another in the workings of the world, in opportunities, in some aspects of some jobs that a man can only do or that a woman can only do, when it comes to the nature of spirituality, when it comes to the connectiveness to God, when it comes to fulfilling our religious duties to God to make it to heaven, God there tells us, Allah says that, look, there are now no differences between the male and the female. The gender, and even the fact that, as we know, that there are times of the month when a woman is not able to fulfill certain religious rights and duties that other women would be able to perform or that men would be able to perform because of a natural cycle that God has put within them. Their not performance of acts of worship in that month, in that time period, is actually counted as worship. Just as praying or fasting in those times for others would be classified as worship. So ultimately, one thing that we need to appreciate is that closeness to God is not commensurate. It does not relate to the amount of worship a person performs, how much charity they give, how many acts of worship they engage in, but rather proximity to God, spirituality, getting closer to the divine is accomplished by fulfilling the obligations to God, what He expects from an individual at a certain time. And that's why, for example, we see that if a person needs to or is going to make their daily prayers, we know that wudu needs to be performed. But what happens if there is no water? Or water is detrimental to the health? Or there is a need for that water to feed an animal? Then a person would perform tayammum, and they would fulfill their salat through the tayammum that they have performed, because they are obligated to perform what God expects of them, not what they want to do. And so when I come back to the episode in Medina where the women were protesting to the Messenger of God that it felt to them that Islam was male-centric, Allah revealed chapter number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 35 to these women, obviously, but also to the entire Muslim community then and today. And in this beautiful verse, God says the following. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِئِينَ وَالْخَاشِيَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Surely all men and women who submit to God, and all truly believing men and truly believing women, and all devoutly obedient men and devoutly obedient women, and all men and women honest and truthful in their speech, and all men and women who persevere through adversity, and all men and women who are humble, and all men and women who give an alms, and all men and women who fast as an obligatory or a commended act of devotion, and all men and women who guard their chastity, and all men and women who remember and mention God much. For them God has prepared forgiveness to bring unforeseen blessings and a tremendous reward. This verse, brothers and sisters, is unique in the Quran because nowhere else that comes to my mind does God ever use the masculine and feminine in such a way. Because generally speaking in the Quran, in the Arabic, if you use the masculine pronoun, it can signify either men only or men and women. But because the women were so concerned about this issue 14 centuries ago, as I'm sure women are today, God made it a point to use the masculine and then the feminine pronouns throughout the verse, showing the women that Islam is not misogynistic, showing the Western secular world that wants to point the finger at Islam without looking at their own skeletons in their closet, that Islam is not what you think it is. And God, through this beautiful verse, proved that men and women at the level of spirituality, at God consciousness, at closeness to God, are considered as equals, as one, as being those who can receive a reward equal to their act of commitment to God based on their intention and their love and their devotion to the Creator. Hopefully dispelling the myth and the rumors that Islam is male-centric, that Islam is against the female, that it wants to subjugate the women, that women are not able to climb the spiritual ladder. God shows us, all of us, that this is the furthest from the truth. As we conclude for today, this eighth day of the month of Ramadan, let me leave us with a few points of reflection to think about as we go on with our day. Point number one, a man or woman becomes complete and perfect specimens when they reach to the humanity which God has intended for them in all areas of life, theological, ethical, and practical, and many more, as individuals, and more importantly, within the scope of societal life. Point two is that growth and progress for men and women takes on different forms, as the genders are unique and each one must traverse this journey one step at a time, not looking to the other gender for validation and confirmation. Point three, both genders will receive their deserved rewards from God as long as they fulfill their obligations to Him, recognizing that their forms of worship will differ, but God is not concerned about the actions themselves, but more so to the submission displayed. God willing, we will continue tomorrow in another episode of Ramadan Reflections for 2021. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.